Welcome back to My Northwest Weekend. I'm Josh Kearns. And coming from the other side of the desk, producer Bob Larson joining us because he was telling me about this new trend I had no idea is going on. It's called extreme couponing. And I guess, Bob, there's like a TV show now. Tell me about this show you stumbled upon.
Yeah, my daughter was watching it a couple of weeks ago on TLC, the Learning Channel. And it's called extreme couponing. And these people that they find are just like psychotic. I mean, that's what they do with their lives. I mean, they're buying like $600-$700 worth of groceries for like $10.
Well, let's talk to somebody who actually does this, I guess, for a living. Heather Clark, she's the deal diva. She has a website called Queen Bee Coupons. So, Heather, thanks so much for joining us. Bob and I were just talking about this whole extreme couponing. I would call it a fad, but only because I'm just seeing it. But I guess this has been going on for some time, right?
Yes, I've definitely seen more and more people saving money with coupons these days.
And when you say saving money, how big are we talking? Because I look a lot of times at the penny saver, the value pack, and it's like, well, that's 30 cents. Why would I waste my time?
I would say a good portion of people who are taking couponing seriously are seeing a reduction of anywhere from 50 to 70% off their grocery budgets. I quit my job at the state to stay home with my son, and to do that meant we cut our income by 60% to live off my husband's teacher salary, and it's 3 years now that I'm staying home, and coupons are the reason why I'm able to do that.
So you're teaching a class, or you teach classes as well, including one this weekend in Olympia. What do you actually teach people?
Well, I think that coupons can be a little bit overwhelming for people. They see the coupons in the paper, and they don't see how they add up to real savings. So what I do is I teach classes on the very basics of here's how you would take the coupon to the store and save on items that your family needs. And so I show people how to clip the coupons, match them up with sales, which is what I do at my website, queenbeecoupons.com, and then how to organize them, because a coupon does you no good if you can't find it, and kind of just general money-saving tips for how they need to be shopping.
And Bob and I were just watching a clip from Extreme Couponing on TLC, and they show this guy with, like, what, Bob, he had 1,000 tubes of toothpaste or something that he'd gotten?
Yeah, right. Hi, Heather. He had 1,000 tubes of toothpaste, you know, 5 feet high, 400 pounds, and he basically got them for sales tax is all. I mean, he says, never have to buy toothpaste again.
Why in the world would somebody buy 1,000 tubes of toothpaste?
Well, that's the idea of extreme couponing, is they're showing you the most extreme of people. And I don't believe that extreme couponing is the way that we want to shop as consumers. I mean, nobody needs 1,000 tubes of toothpaste. So I always recommend buying things your family needs. I think also on the show, someone bought 60 bottles of mustard. But if you get home and you've got 60 bottles of free mustard and you can't put a meal on the table for your family, you've wasted your time, in my opinion. And you have to store those items and calculate kind of the cost and the headache of that. So I think the idea of extreme couponing is not a how-to show, but a how-cool show. You know, wow, that's really sensational. So that you can obviously do that with couponing, but I recommend a more sensible approach.
Wait, 1,000 tubes of toothpaste isn't sensible?
It depends how many teeth you have, I
suppose. I figure, you know, I hate even going to Costco and buying, you know, toilet paper where you get the 40 rolls that you have to find space for.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, your stockpile is an important part to saving money. I tell people if you have a stockpile in your house of, you know, the basics like cereal, and you can even stockpile some dairy products, diapers, you know, you're not running to the store paying full price. And any couponer you talk to, that's their secret. It's not how many coupons they clipped. It's buying the items when they're at their rock bottom price with a coupon and stockpiling it so that you have enough until it goes on sale again.
How much planning is involved in couponing? Do you start to get sort of a roadmap and you figure, okay, on Tuesdays I can do this and then on Sundays I'm going to go here?
Yeah, if you want to save money with coupons, you need a plan. So I recommend people follow a blog or website like queenbeecoupons.com, and every week I go through all of the grocery ads and I match them up with the current coupon. And so I tell people you can save a lot of time if you just go to a site like queenbeecoupons.com, go to Safeway and see what deals I've mapped out for you, print your coupons, clip your coupons, and then have a plan when you go to the store.
So is the key then to really saving good money, you know, I don't need to buy $600 worth of groceries for $6. If I could buy a full shopping cart of groceries for 10 or 20 bucks, I'd be pretty happy. So I just wonder, what are they doing here that is so ingenious?
Well, couponing is so different these days than it was, say, even 15 years ago, because now so much information is available online and so many people are doing the work, the legwork for you. They're laying out the stores and saying, you know, here are the deals and here are the coupons. So I tell people that couponing is like going to the gym. The more time that you spend investing in it, the more you're going to save. If your dreams are to be an extreme couponer, you can do it. What you don't see on TV is the hours that they put into preparing for the trip that they saved $1,000. But if you want to save just 50 or 60% off your grocery bill, you can do it with, I'd say, an hour a week easily. Just find a website like queenbeecoupons.com, or, you know, there's a dozen other sites out there. Just find one that you like and it covers the stores that you shop at and follow their tips.
I don't want to get stuck behind you in line at the grocery store, do I?
No, you probably don't. I would let you go ahead if you only had a gallon of milk or something. But my husband says I need a T-shirt that says check out in another line.
Yeah, that's one thing I noticed on the show is that some of these people were doing a lot of their shopping in the late at night or in the middle of the night because they knew they were going to be spending probably an hour in checkout.
Yeah, and I don't spend an hour in checkout. It does take me a little bit longer, but then, you know, someone who's not using coupons. But once you get it down and you're organized and you've kind of gotten into the coupon groove, I mean, you just hand your coupons over and they scan them and you're out of there in just a few extra minutes and you've saved a lot of extra money.
Cool. Well, it sounds great, Heather. Heather Clark is the Deal Diva. She's a teacher. She's a blogger. And you can find out more about her and get coupons one-stop shopping at queenbeecoupons.com. Heather, thank you so much. When I get the 100 tubes of toothpaste, I'll send one your way.
Okay, great. Thanks. I appreciate that.